They're calling the 4 days of training at the Republican convention this week Newt University, and the topics include Medicare, taxes, and energy. Monday, Newt Gingrich brought part of his training to the Ohio delegation.
And I'm going to share with you what may be the most dynamic innovation outside of Apple.
He was talking about horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing, processes to release oil and gas from shale that are usually referred to by the shorthand fracking. It's worth hundreds of millions of dollars and tens of thousands of jobs to Ohio. It's also raised concern in some communities about groundwater pollution, pipeline explosions, and earthquakes triggered by the disposal of the fluids used. But none of those concerns found a voice in the room of some 200 people. And they are not part of Newt Gingrich's vision of what the new drilling techniques will mean to America.
They give us an opportunity to break loose. They give us an opportunity to suddenly change the world. We will be, by the end of the decade, the dominant manufacturing country in the world again on a scale that will lead the Chinese to recede as a relative competitor because we will be capable of competing with anyone.
Gingrich touted exponential growth in the estimates of the amount of oil and natural gas in the Marcellus and Utica shale formations under Ohio. But this is a presidential convention. And like so many things, even such big-picture things eventually come down to political terms.
We have just done a poll in Ohio that is very encouraging about energy as an issue we can win on and win big.
That poll was done by Republican firm Polling Group, Inc., and Kellyanne Conway presented the findings.
Energy brings together all of the issues that people do say are important to them in Ohio. Jobs, economic growth, lower cost of living, just everyday affordability, including with gas prices, national security, made in the USA. We've got made in the USA energy right here. And we'd have made in the USA jobs to go ahead and tap it through some of these new initiatives.
She said the poll found that Ohioans, by a 70-24 margin, are more likely to vote for politicians who support more drilling, and that not in my backyard no longer applies.
We actually saw that to be mostly untrue. If people believe that greater domestic development in Ohio and elsewhere would lead to local jobs and lower prices. So that's the nexus that has to be made.
Then she added,
if you give people a choice on whether they want to hug a tree or hug their wallet, they go with the wallet every time.
Further pushing the poll, the point, and the politics is a new group called the New American Energy Opportunity Foundation. Its president, Matthew Fleming, comes to the effort by way of the gas and oil industry in Texas. He took the stage from Gingrich and declared a new involvement by the industry in politics.
Here's one of the things that the oil and gas industry has done traditionally. We've sat around the table and talked to each other about how we wish things were different, and then went back to working and didn't do anything about it. We decided that the stakes in this election are too great to continue to sit on the sidelines.
4 years ago, GOP delegates in St. Paul carried signs and chanted Sarah Palin's mantra, drill, baby, drill. With the formal convention not starting until today, it's unclear if that will be the case nationally this year. But it's a message the Ohio delegation is prepared to deliver. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm ML Schulze in Tampa.